About 60 architects and urban planners from the University of Pennsylvania, mostly students, gathered to brainstorm ways to make Philadelphia more equitable. At the outset, Bruce Mao told them they should not expect to find a solution.
We don't have some kind of magic bullet that is going to create an equitable Philadelphia that no one in Philadelphia has ever thought of. We're not proposing that somehow we're going to solve problems that people in Philadelphia couldn't possibly solve. It's not that.
Mao works in a field called geodesign, which applies design principles to social, political, and urban problems. He developed a methodology called 24 Hours to Massive Change, with which he says he can solve any problem.
Almost no client articulates clearly what the problem is. They often express it as a solution. So they say, I need this. Is that what we really need? What is that solution solving for?
One of the participants of this workshop is Annette Fierro. She's an associate professor of architecture at Penn, and she said the main challenge to equity in Philadelphia is a failing school system.
I'm an architecture professor. I've studied the design of schools. I can talk about the space and light and color and acoustics beneficial to a learning environment. But how do you redesign a symbol? How do you redesign faith in a system?
The planners split into small groups and came up with ideas, like leveraging prisons as vocational learning centers, a mandatory mentorship program where college students are paired with younger students in the school system, and dividing the city into neighborhood microeconomies to encourage entrepreneurship. Another participant here was Randy Mason. He's the director of Penn Praxis, the public practice arm of the School of Design. His group envisioned a more equitable Philadelphia as a place designed to foster happiness.
It has to do with things like faith and attachment, more emotional qualities. We didn't get right to politics, you know, the distribution of resources and the institutions of segregation and, you know, the difficulties with the school system. First, we talked about these sort of bigger, more ephemeral ideas.
There is one more workshop scheduled to go through Bruce Mao's massive change process. It will be held at the Latino cultural organization Taller Puertorriqueño. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.